Make sure you subscribe to Dedication TV, man. Coming to you by Monroe Flow. Straight up.
Yeah. What up? What's going on, y'all? Salute to everybody, man, that's listening right now. It's your boy Acito, man. I wanted to talk about the 50th anniversary of hip hop. Okay, now if you are subscribed to my YouTube channel, you will see that I did attend the 50th anniversary of hip hop by Charlie Mack concert that he threw in Atlantic City. It was phenomenal. I got to see EPMD for the first time, Grandmaster Flash, Curtis Blow. I mean, it was so many legends on this card. He had an event that was literally about 50 acts compiled into one concert. It was incredible. If you see these 50th anniversary concerts or pop-up shops, man, go down and watch, man. Go down, check it out. You know, learn a little bit of history about the culture, because I'm telling you, there's so much that we don't know about or we may have forgot about. And I think it's so cool that, you know, for some of us that's like in our 30s, you know, we can take a trip back to memory lane and go back to middle school and high school and be reminded of, you know, these epic times in the music, you know, culture. You know, now we in a whole different age, a whole different space. But I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and I was actually in town for a battle rap event. You know, shout out to RBE, shout out to the Riot League. You know, I was down there basically for, you know, those two events. Now, I definitely wanted to see the Trap Museum. That was on my bucket list of one of the things to check out. But I was scrolling prior to that. I came across this 50th anniversary of Hip Hop Atlanta. Now, shout out to Jermaine Dupri and Dallas Austin. Now, these two came together and they pretty much, you know, cultivated a pop-up shop that pretty much celebrated the 50th years of hip hop of Atlanta, you know, pretty much taking all the contributions from music to producing, you know, acting, photography, everything. They compiled it all into one pop-up shop, you know, and I had to go down there and check this out. I had to go down there and see it for myself. Man, it was an incredible experience. So let me just, you know, first of all, let me just give you guys the location. Okay, the location is 65 Upper Alabama Street Southwest. So it's located in the underground Atlanta. So when you put it in your GPS, it's pretty much going to put you right where that underground Atlanta sign is. You walk right across that little underpass right there, and you'll see it right on the left-hand side of the street. They have logos all on the doors of, you know, 50th anniversary Atlanta hip hop. So you can't miss it. But, you know, just to give a little, you know, description here, the Atlanta 50th years of hip hop experience is a journey through our iconic city's impact on ongoing legacy within the world of hip hop music. Step inside for a walk down memory lane featuring incredible photography exhibits, custom commissioned artwork, memorabilia from your favorite artists, creators, and much more. Okay, now there's tickets available every day. Every day the pop-up shop is available. It's only $15. I believe the 16th is the official launch of the pop-up shop. Now they have like a pre-launch where they have a majority of, you know, the stuff inside of the museum. But there's still a little bit more that they were working on, and they didn't want to, you know, pretty much hold it up. They wanted to open it up a little bit early for people to come in, you know, check it out before it starts getting chaotic and crazy in there. But I believe that they're going to be implicating more of a DJ side, because, you know, they have the artists, you know, the rapper, the R&B, the street teams. the record labels, the CEOs, they have all of that stuff, you know, but I guess they're dedicating a certain section just for the DJs, which is very needed, very, very needed. But I was just so impressed, you know, the day I actually went and checked it out, I actually met Dallas Austin, and man, very, very great dude, man, very humble guy. You know, he took time to pretty much explain to me, you know, the thought process and why he wanted to create this beautiful exhibit along with Jermaine Dupri. And they both have just so much history, not only in the music industry, but just Atlanta itself. You know, I used to live in Jacksonville, Florida, man. You know, I'm born and raised, you know, from Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut at that. But I lived in Jacksonville for a couple years. And when I moved to Jacksonville, I want to say it was like my sophomore year in high school going into my junior year. And let me tell you, man, that was crazy. You know, I got introduced to Lil Wayne, T.I.P., Jeezy, right when Trap or Die was like, he was on the merge of dropping that album. Goody Mob, Outkast, 8-Ball, MJG. Even though I knew a little bit about them prior to them, I think when they signed the Bad Boy at one point. But it was just so much Southern music that I really wasn't all the way exposed to living up north. But I had a very big appreciation for that shit, man. From Gucci to Waka, I mean, Trick Daddy, you name it. You know, they was putting me on with all that shit. And I loved it, bro. I loved that shit. You know, so when I walked into this museum, it just really gave me goosebumps and flashbacks from like my childhood, man, living in Jacksonville. You know, watching BET, Rap City, and seeing certain artists come up there, man. Like, it's fire, man. I highly recommend y'all go there and check it out. So it's like, soon as you walk in the door, the first thing you're going to see is Welcome to Atlanta. You know, they pretty much have the lyrics to the Welcome to Atlanta song written on the wall. And when you walk in on your left hand side, they have the whole entire tree of Atlanta. From, you know, for example, they'll have a segment where you'll see Gucci Mane's name, but then you'll see a tree of all the people, you know, that were birthed from Gucci, from producers like Zaytoven, then artists like Migos, Waka, then you got Southside, like so many people from that tree, and it just keeps going and going and going. Like, it's incredible, man. It's incredible. I'm telling you. Like, and they have it down to the T as far as the dates and all. That's like the first thing you see when you walk in the door. Then once you go through the door, you know, they have pictures on the walls. They have plaques. They have like a whole wall right by the bar of like all these plaques of these Southern artists. Platinum plaques, gold plaques, diamond plaques. It's incredible, man. It's incredible. You know, even from the photography, you know, they have some really iconic pictures, man, on that wall. A really dope picture that I saw of the Migos. Matter of fact, it was the whole QC. You know, this is when Bankroll Freddy was alive. I believe his name is Bankroll Freddy. Young Greatness. Of course, you know, rest in peace, Takeoff. Takeoff. Just dope, man. Just it's dope, man. I really recommend y'all go down there and check it out, man. You know, they have this beat machine, right? They were explaining this to me. I'm going to include this, you know, in the visual aspect, but I want you to picture this, right? For those listening on the podcast, they have this beat machine. It's in a glass case, right? And you could tell this piece of machinery, I believe it's like an MPC, I can't even remember what series it is, but it looks vintage. It looks vintage. It's like yellow, green, orange buttons. Oh man, like it's crazy, but it's in this case, right? And then there's like floppy disk. This is back when the MPCs, you know, they took the floppy disk. You couldn't just use the USB cord and then plug it into your computer. You had to use the floppy disk to put all the music on. Yo, bro, they have the original masters, the original masters to Michael Jackson's albums. Boys the Men, you know, Lisa from TLC. Like, I couldn't believe that shit. Like, they have the real actual master Sony floppy disk. Do you know how much money that shit is worth? Like, in this case that it's in, it's like, you can't break that. Like, it's secure. Trust me. They got a Grammy in there for Kendrick Lamar, I believe, for getting We Gonna Make It, I think it is. Or We Gonna Be All Right. We Gonna Be All Right. I said We Gonna Make It. We Gonna Be All Right. The producer that did that actual record, you know, they have his actual Grammy in the case along with the NPCs. Like, it's just so fire, man. From the merchandise, you know, they have some real iconic, you know, merchandise that I don't think I've ever seen, not even on the internet. I've never seen before. It's really dope. They also have a map. It's like a map of Atlanta. I don't know who drew this actual map, but it's so fire. And it actually has autographs of all the legends from T.I., Jeezy, Ludacris, Migos, Lil Jon, Gucci Man, Future, Killer Mike, like everybody's signatures on this, from the old to the new. And they pretty much did, like, you ever played the video game Sims? It kind of reminds me of that, but it's like Atlanta hip hop Sims. And they have it broken down by the zones, you know, by the areas. And they have it pretty much like, all right, this is where Gucci Man's from, and this is where Zaytoven's from, this is where 2 Chainz, this is where Lil Baby's from. Like, it's so cool, man. Like, they have it, it's not even in a frame. I feel like something like this needs to be in a frame. But I was just blown away by it, man. Blown away by it. And they also have a picture frame of pretty much like all the ticket stubs. I don't know if this was probably a collection of things of people who just had, you know, because I have a box in my closet, and this is something I wanted to do. I wanted to get a coffee table, a glass coffee table, right? But I wanted to put all the tickets and concerts that I attended from a teenager all the way up until now. Now we don't really get the physical, it's more the digital, but I have them, bro, from like all the summer jams to Jay-Z concerts, everything. Like, I have so many Ticketmaster stubs, and they have that. And it kind of reminded me of the idea that I wanted to do for myself. But if you look at this, man, like, they got some classic stuff in here, man. Like, they even got a ticket stub of the Jacksons, the Jackson 5 movie. You remember that? I'm talking way back. It's a ticket stub in there for AMC. Somebody went and they saw the Jackson 5 in there. Crazy. They got the Best of Both Worlds, Jay-Z, R. Kelly. They came to the Phillips Arena in Atlanta. Like, it's some real fire in here, man. Y'all gotta come check it out, man. Y'all have to come check this museum out. I'm telling you, it's worth every single dime. And I believe, like I said, it's on the 16th is when they do the official launch. But when you go in there, man, make sure that you look at everything. Okay, look at the magazines. No, look through the books, because it's a lot of stuff in there. A lot of stuff. Okay, take a lot of pictures in there, because this is one of these museums where we're probably not gonna see ever again. You know, that's it. Like, this is probably a once in a lifetime opportunity. One of the reasons why I'm actually gonna be going to check out the Jay-Z exhibit in Brooklyn. You know, and this right here, I'm just glad that I was in Atlanta and I got a chance to experience it and see it in person, because Atlanta definitely is a part of my life as far as when it comes to hip hop. Like I said, I lived in Jacksonville. I didn't live in Atlanta, but I lived in Jacksonville, and I experienced the culture when those 2000s, when, you know, the Franchise Boys, Rich Homie Quan, Young L.A., like, all them songs was tearing the clubs up, tearing the mixtapes up. They was killing it, man. So, you know, big shout out to Dallas Austin. Big shout out to Jermaine Dupri. Big shout out to the whole entire Atlanta, Georgia, man. I got a lot of history there, man. So if you are Atlanta native, definitely go check that out. You know, if you visiting, you know, from out of the states, I highly recommend y'all go and check this museum out. I don't know how long it's going to be up for, but I know it won't be up for long. So make sure you guys go to their Instagram, or just go to my Instagram at Aces Working, or go to my Twitter, you know, and you guys can find the link to this video, and I'll put in the description box all the information, the tickets, the address, everything you need to know. I will have it right there in the description. Okay, when you guys go, you know, check this joint out, man, let me know in the comments, how'd you love it? What was the most outstanding part? If you saw the Michael Jackson master floppy disk, let me know what album that is, because I don't recall if I got a picture of the actual name, if it was like Thriller or, you know, which album. Let me know in the comment section. All right, it's your boy Acito, man. Make sure you guys subscribe, make sure you guys follow me on all my networks, you know, Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, everything. Dedication TV. It's your boy Acito. I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.